Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid-e-Quba. Are you ready and tucked into bed? That's great. Because remember, we now have a new amazing book. And tonight, I will be telling you a wonderful bedtime story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Tonight's bedtime story is about the first converts. Now, it's an interesting story, so listen carefully. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam returned from the cave of Hira, he told his wife Khadija radiallahu anha, "An angel came to me. He taught me verses from the Quran, and he also told me that I am a messenger of Allah." Khadija radiallahu anha said to the Prophet, "You are good and honest. Allah has made you his prophet. There is no doubt about it." And she became the first person to accept Islam. There was also a little boy living with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Khadija radhiyallahu anha. He was about 10 years old and his name was Ali. His father, Abu Talib, was the Prophet's uncle. When Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the revelation, the verses from the Quran, from Allah, he told Khadija radiallahu anha about it. Immediately, she became a Muslim. When Ali came to know what had happened in the cave of Hira, he also accepted Islam. One day, Abu Talib asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Nephew, what is this religion you practice?" Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Uncle, this is the religion of Allah. This is the religion of His messengers. And this is the religion of our father, Ibrahim." Then Abu Talib asked his son, Ali, "Son, what is this religion of yours?" Ali said, "I believe in Allah and the Messenger of Allah. And I say what the Messenger says is true. I pray to Allah with him and follow him." Abu Talib did not accept Islam, but he supported Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam against his enemies as long as he lived. After Khadija radiallahu anha and Ali, more people accepted Islam. Among them, the first was Zaid, a free slave of the Prophet. After that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became a Muslim too. He was a well-known person. When he became a Muslim, he told every person he met about Allah. He wanted everybody to believe in Allah. Many, many people accepted Islam after hearing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu speaking about Allah. Slowly, the news spread. A time came when Allah said, "Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, speak loudly and openly about the truth." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam listened to Allah's words, and he began to tell people about the truth. Right, boys and girls, that was a lovely short story. But what does this story teach us? Can you remember some of those key points? Would you like to whisper to your mummies and daddies? Okay, good. Well, I've got three key points for you. Number one, Khadija radiallahu anha was the first person to accept Islam. Number two, Abu Talib did not accept Islam, but he still supported our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number three, Allah commanded the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go and tell the people about our beautiful Islam. Isn't that wonderful? Now, boys and girls, it's nearly time to close your eyes and sleep. But, as you know, before we do that, we have to do two things. The first thing we have to do, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. You ready? Thank you, Allah. Now, to thank and praise Allah in our beautiful Arabic, we say, Alhamdulillah. Are you ready? After three. One, two, three. Alhamdulillah. Very good. MashaAllah. The second thing we have to do is, that's right, we have to pray the bedtime dua. We cannot go to sleep without it. So, let's pray together. Are you ready? Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. Well done. That was very good. MashaAllah. Hey, again, you guys have been wonderful. Amazing listeners. But remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. And also remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to come back again on Tuesday for another amazing bedtime story. So make sure you tune in. This is your Masjid Quba. Over and out. Assalamu alaikum.